Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States considers sanctions against North Korea. Speaking in Tokyo Sunday, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korean Policy says the United States, as well as Japan and South Korea, may put their own sanctions on the North in addition to what is placed on it by the United Nations.
We strongly condemn North Korea's latest provocation, the nuclear test, and we will be working together very closely in the Security Council and beyond to come up with the strongest possible measure against North Korea's latest action.
World powers are considering new sanctions on North Korea following its fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. Syrian media say the government of President Bashar al-Assad has accepted the ceasefire agreement brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. The Syrian news agency said a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. Hours later, the Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah, which is fighting alongside Assad loyalists, said it will also honor the ceasefire. Turkey, which sent its military into the multi-sided conflict late last month, announced support for the truce, which is set to begin at sunset Monday. An exit poll in Croatia's parliamentary election Sunday indicates that the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition were in the lead, but there was not a clear winner. According to the poll, the People's Coalition won 58 of Croatia's 151-seat parliament. The conservative Croatian Democratic Union won 57 seats, while most won 11 seats. This is VOA News.